being entertainment, wealth, and owning wealth and being attached to it, loving it and being attached to it, power, leadership, authority, are the elements of this world, the elements to which we have a very strong appetite, sometimes for some of us insatiable appetite. Those, as they describe our own inner identity, they would represent what we call in the Arabic language and the Quranic language, a hijab. You know, a hijab, that's a veil, a cover, a cloud. All those words are used that will cloud our hearts, that will disengage our hearts, disconnect our qulub from lifting off and flying in their flight and journey back home. The nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I pointed out earlier today, superimposed the nafs on the qalb so that the concept of freedom of choice exists. We have freedom of choice because we have choices. And we have choice because we have two different competing entities inside of us. If there was no competing entity, then there is no choice to make. But it would be always the same thing, like an angel, and I wished I didn't have a choice to tell you the truth. I wished I were an angel. I wished I were a heart. Only a heart, no nafs. Oh, by the way, so something very beautiful about this. Allah wants us to go back to our original state, wants us to come back home. But also look at this, when we were born in the physical sense, when you were in the womb of your mother, when I was in the womb of my mother, doctors tell us, you learn that in embryology, what is the first thing that forms after the mitosis in the womb of the mother? A heart. The first thing that there is in the womb of your, of my mother, I was a heart. The first thing. SubhanAllah, did you know that? Even if we knew it, we didn't reflect on it sometimes. You were a heart, just a heart. Beating heart, nothing else. Now take that and extend that to the realm of the spirituality, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, your origin is heart, is spiritual heart. And going back to your origin is becoming a heart again, like an angel. And I truly wished I didn't have a choice. I wished I were an angel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come back home and live like angels, with heart. So this heart of ours in its journey has to be freed, has to be liberated from the shackles of the nafs that holds us low with the strong gravitational pull to stay here. And Allah wants us to go free. But there was a challenge, sense of responsibility, and we as human beings brag oftentimes with about freedom of choice. We have choice, we are human beings with choice. If we thought further about it, we would regret that we had choice. But we have a choice. And in that choice, either we are exalted to the level of angels, or we are debased to the level of shayateen, devils, who are like all nafs and not qalb. The happiness that the qalb attains, and you can realize that, don't you, in the presence of the divine, is not only unsurpassable but without comparison. In other words, sometimes I would like to put it this way, every joy compared to this joy of the qalb in the divine presence is pain and misery, relatively speaking. Do you see what I mean? Every joy relative to the joy of the heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be misery. It's like comparing any large number to infinity, and that is equal to what? Zero. Any large number, if it is, even if it is all the trillions, divided by infinity is equal to zero. The joy and the happiness of the qalb in the divine presence compared to any joy, to any happiness, is infinity. My dear sisters and my dear brothers, hafizakumullah. Now, in order for the qalb to attain this happiness, it has to be liberated, freed from the nafs. And here comes the concept of freedom as I understand it in Islam, and the concept of happiness in a moment as I understand it in Islam through the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the practice of those who preceded us in our great spiritual and moral legacy. The higher we go in dimensions, the more we attain of degrees of freedom. Does this ring a bell? To some of you mathematicians, if there is anyone interested in mathematics or in mathematical physics, you studied that. I'm going to remind you of that. The fact is, and it's a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the logical universe and in the real universe, that the higher we go in dimensions, the more degrees of freedom we attain, topologically. You've studied that, I'm sure, in math, and if you take time to remember that, you will. Especially in the studies of matrices and stuff like that. The more dimensions we include in the mathematical realm, the higher degrees of freedom we attain. And that, through taking this, projecting it on many of the issues of physics, we attain real physical freedom. I repeat, the more we go to higher dimensions, the more degrees of freedom we attain. Keep that in mind. That's a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We write it in equations. Now look at this. I'm going to give you an example here. A plane, if you have a plane, two-dimensional plane, the motion of a two-dimensional creature in a two-dimensional plane is two-dimensional. There is no concept of up and down. There is no concept of bottom and up. There is no such a dimension in a two-dimensional world. So a two-dimensional creature, like a flat being living on a two-dimensional universe, has no notion at all in his or its or her mind, that flat mind, because it's a flat creature living in a flat universe, has no notion of that whatsoever. For it doesn't exist. So it moves only sideways, correct, in the plane, only sideways. That's the freedom it has of motion. That's the degree of freedom. We say two. The degree of freedom is two in this case. But assume now we add one more dimension, just one more, in which we live in space, a third dimension. And lo and behold, if we introduce a third dimension, then we can move in a sphere. We have more degrees of freedom in the physical realm. True or false? It's a fact, isn't it? For a two-dimensional creature, there is no such a thing as this being that moves beyond our two dimensions. What is a third dimension? There is no notion. It doesn't exist. Well, some spiritual flatlanders would say to their students and to their people, there is another world called the three-dimensional world, and it's real, It's real, and there is more freedom there. You can move freer there. Say, you are mad.